Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan in a closer proximity to me than usual, John.
No, just fading down the music. This is ridiculous, isn't
it? No, it's great, John. We're on one mic. It's like, as you said, it's like we're recording Live Aid.
In picture, who was Bob Geldof, Bono,
Major,
crowding around one mic. Yeah. This is, I think we should do a
one pair of headphones.
National Obsession. There it is.
There it is.
Tweet that out.
That'll be on at Nat Obbs Pod, John, won't it?
It's a bad one.
There we are. Lovely. We're joining us on a terrible day.
Yes. What, just the studio situation or?
That.
It's not the worst thing that's happened to them.
No. Wealdstone being told it's behind closed doors today.
Yeah.
Heard that today. And the world is at war.
But most importantly, there's been an admin error and our studio booking's gone missing. So we're in a booth.
So which is your three?
Worst of the three?
Which is the worst of the three in your mind, John,
I think it's
at this
one
moment?
For a Twitter poll, isn't it? At Nassau's Pod. What's the worst thing that happened today?
There we are.
Talk about a good day to very bad news, the Wealdstone situation.
Yeah,
that's what they're trying to do, isn't it?
I heard it was because
I think we'll just wait till war breaks out, actually, before we put that out.
I've heard that Matt Booth was practising penalties.
It smashed them in the perimeter wall.
That's why it broke.
Broken.
This is the National Obsession.
It's a joke, isn't it?
This is an utter joke. Tim Pot shit.
Why?
So no edit special.
This is a no edit special.
I apologise for the shit.
Thank you very much.
I've said it again.
So the situation was, what happened was, Wrexham scored a last minute winner, didn't they, on Saturday at Wealdstone. And in celebrating that, it broke some of the wall.
Well, apparently it wasn't Wrexham. Apparently it was Dover broke the wall. Apparently Dover broke the wall and
really?
It was broken already. And then Wrexham went over the broken wall.
Dover broke the wall.
Dover broke the wall. Dover broke the wall. Dover breaking out of the National League.
How did they have enough fans to break down a wall?
Well, they did, John. They did. They broke the wall.
Somehow it's taken until Thursday for them to announce, actually, no, the wall's not fixed.
It's absolutely gutting for... Hello.
It's not postponed. It's behind closed doors.
We're not a Talk United podcast. This does affect Talk United fans adversely.
Yes.
And we know how much the Gulls fans love going to away games, that we take a lot of enthusiastic people, especially near London when you have the capital Gulls and a lot of Londoners love the Gulls. And it's like... It's just so annoying because it so ruins your weekend.
Yeah, I know. I was so looking forward to it.
And in these times, I know we're at war, I know we're in a pandemic, where we need stuff like football to break us out of the slightly doomy feeling everywhere, then to have it cancelled for no reason is disappointing.
I mean, we know the National League is pretty appallingly run from down the years. But like, have they looked into like switching the
bring back Brian Barwick?
This all started.
Could Brian Barwick's son?
Have they looked into like switching the ground?
You'd think.
Or just
you?
Postponing it?
Remember when we played Dulwich Hamlet a couple of years ago and we went and played at Tooting instead? Mm. That was all right. I mean, I'm sure that was sort of set up before.
But why behind closed doors? Why is it not
no idea.
Postponed and just, played when...
We'll just shut that bit of the ground because it's not going to sell out.
Well, I get that if they then reckon there's a problem with the whole the fence all the way around. So, like, fine. Okay, but yeah, it's, there must be other grounds or just postpone it. You can't... Why behind closed doors? They don't get it. And then they're not going to stream it. So then...
What coverage is there going to be, John? Terrible to think.
I'd listen to the radio.
I'd listen to the radio.
Personally.
Or Talk United FC radio.
Yeah.
Let's see, Ray was back on comms this week.
Was? I saw your tweet. Ray back on comms, three points.
Of course.
I think the last time Ray commentated it was a draw as well. Yeah, draw specialist.
He's got a new phrase that he says quite a lot. Oh my word! Says it really? An awful lot.
Oh my word!
Whenever they go forwards, well, if anyone attacks or anyone shoots, oh my word! Oh my word!
Maybe just got a goal update from Hornchurch.
Of course.
AFC Hornchurch. I bet he was probably looking forward to coming up to Wealdstone.
Well, Wealdstone is, of course, the Grosvenor Ground.
The Grosvenor Ground. Bookings accepted.
Of course.
The Grosvenor.
Oh my word. Not I've far just from, taken a booking.
Not far from my old neck of the woods, my old stomping ground, of course.
Booking the honeymoon suite. Oh my word. Of course, they want breakfast in bed. Of course, we can do that at the Grosvenor.
What newspaper would you like in the morning?
The sound of the
Times of the Telegraph.
Sound of someone checking in.
The front bell ringing. And a distant dock.
It did a very good job, actually.
Bacon
very
going on.
It's very good. I listened to it. John, what's coming up in the podcast?
Come on, then. Let's work
find
it out.
It's a no-edit special. You've got to find the bit of music.
I'm going to have to
find
the music and lean over to the controls. Bit of a stretch.
Okay, what's coming up in the podcast, John?
What is coming up in the podcast this week? Well, we've got Knoxville National League news.
Oh, that's nice.
We can't call Wealdstone a bad name because it's a no-edit special, but obviously
there we are
about to.
Yeah.
What else have we got? I think Roger and Brian.
I think they're going to join us.
Going to possibly pop up. Yeah. Been a bit blowy down there.
It's been Storm.
Storm Dudley, Eunice.
Eunice, they're all down
Franklin.
There.
Franklin.
They all sound like Roger and Brian's friends.
All right, Dad Dudley.
Yeah. I hear you've been blown off by Eunice. That's it. You've done the
there
joke.
There you go.
It's funnier.
Don't need to hear it. they've been in the Storm Eunice, Storm Frank Prince,
all down there. No masks, of course, now, Roger and
no
Brian.
No masks, no.
Don't need the mask now.
No,
we'll hear from
all.
Them later on.
Oh, my word. What else? If there's time, I'm trying to hear from Paul Cook this week.
Oh, yes.
Because I've been handed over some exclusive audio of his first day at Chesterfield, day on the job when he got given the job,
lovely.
You know, signed
just
the contract.
In one voice.
Yes, just in one voice. So I've got some exclusive audio of
great.
That. And what else is
there? Going very well for Paul Cook, isn't it?
It's going really well.
Come back to that.
Letters, yeah.
Yes.
That's about it, isn't it?
Smashing then, John.
That'll what? Do.
Well, so we do some news then.
We better do some news, haven't we? It's let me just...
I thought you said, haven't we? I thought you called me Ray then, haven't we, Ray?
Oh, my word. Well, I mean, we mentioned Paul Cook, probably the biggest result.
When I eventually get killed by the stress of Sporting Talk United, John, will you carry on this podcast with Ray? That would be my dying wish.
Can you? I mean, I've seen Ray in the flesh.
Oh, my word.
I think we'd struggle in this booth.
Well, John, that's just...
That's
rude.
A bit harsh. And it's a
no-edit special, John. And you can't take that out now.
I mean,
what if Ray's a listener, a secret listener?
I don't think Ray's a listener.
He might be, John, and if he is, that's a shame.
It's a bit of light-hearted horseplay.
Okay.
Nothing more.
Mega bants.
Nothing less.
Come on then, Chesterfield 2, Solihull Moors 3.
It's mentioning Paul Cook, yeah. Chesterfield 2, Solihull Moors 3. Chesterfield threw it all away, didn't they?
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
He's had a lot of...
So they were 2-0 up.
He's had a lot of bad luck, I would suggest, Paul Cook.
Paul Cook is 3 games, 2 defeats, 1 draw... 2 broken legs.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Another broken leg.
Jack McCourt, of course, old Torquay player.
I remember him on loan, yeah, under Alan Neil.
Alan Neil's success just sticks in my throat.
Doesn't it rankle, doesn't it, when you see him on the touchline
Just you go, how?
Because he was there, Middlesbrough, Man United, wasn't he? When they beat Where Man United, that? There's Alan Nielsen. Oh.
Looks like a cigarette. Solihull Moors pushing for the playoffs, John.
They're doing well, aren't they? Yeah,
not hardly. If they finish above Notts County, that'll be one of the funniest things in the whole of the Vanarama.
Well, mentioning Notts County, they beat Eastleigh 2-0 on Saturday. Yeah. You tweeted that currently they're better off than they were when
they're in a worse position than a year ago when Neil Ardley was sacked.
Yeah.
And Ian came in. So imagine
what
that.
What does that say?
The new football, it might be nice to watch, but they don't score many goals, John.
They're flaky as well. That was last Saturday, wasn't it? Beat Eastleigh 2-0, but Stockport 1, Woking 0 as well.
Flying.
So I think Woking sort of held out fairly resolutely. They'd had 10 men as well, Stockport, but they got that one over the line. Obviously, Torquay 2, Barnet 2.
An annoying scoreline.
Very annoying.
When we went 2-0 up, I just was like, we always need three goals.
Or we do that in the second half. Score our two goals in the second half.
Coasting as well.
We did it
coasting
the other week. So who did we draw with the other week? I think going ahead really early. Can't remember.
This is when you're playing with these sorts of players or younger players in your team. You know, head goes down. They think we can throw it away from it. But with that team, should be able to hold on to that.
You should have got 6 points out of Dover and Barnet.
There we are.
Really,
it's the way it goes.
But look,
we'd have taken a point v Boringwood. Yeah, I think so.
And the season's gone. Don't worry about it.
You think so?
It's gone. So just don't get too stressed.
Just waiting for the little run to come in. But, you know, I think we come ninth.
The red cards kept coming. Wealdstone 1, Wrexham 2. They had man sent off late on. They were 1-0 up Wealdstone as well at that point. And then Wrexham scored two goals, like, literally in the last couple of minutes.
Won the game. Gary time style win. They're putting a run together, John. I think they're third or something, and you know they're going. I don't know, what are they? I don't know, seventh. What am I on about? Third. Bournemouth a third. Wrexham, yeah, seventh. I don't think they'll come top, but they might get into those only one home tie in the playoffs sort of.
They'll
places.
Definitely get into the playoffs. I would say
they're
but
definite playoffs.
I think they'll bottle it.
Do you, John?
I do.
Whoa, I love that. Love that.
And Maidenhead 2, Bournemouth 0, which was the TV game. I didn't watch it, I'll be honest. But yes, it was the TV game, isn't it? The late game on Saturday.
Blissett scored. I think Blissett's exactly what Torquay United need.
We had him.
We lost him. I think he's exactly what we need. I think he'd be so good in this team we've got now. I think he's really, really good.
Or even like Scott Bowden.
I always liked him. I know, Bowden, I'd have Bowden still. Yeah. Anyway, look, there's lots to talk about players we let go after last year. Just having a go, saying about Wrexham there, I do actually want them to go up. I want Stockport and Wrexham to get out of the leagues. We want them out of the way. There's too much money flying around there for us to be able to compete.
And then Tuesday night was a very, very weird night of National League. It was the strangest night of Vanarama in history. Everybody drew.
I did Naka Saturday and it got let down by that. I should have known that agent Alan Devonshire.
Oh, yes.
Would have.
I put Torquay in my Acre on Saturday.
No, that's never a good idea. Never ever do that.
Stupid.
And then. Funny looking man.
Oh, yeah. He's got really evil glasses on, isn't he?
Oh, there we are. No one knows what that's about. It's a non-edit special. and I looked at all the games on Tuesday night and I thought, I cannot predict. I have followed the National League now for 3 or 4 years, done a weekly podcast about it. I cannot predict this in any way. I cannot predict any scores in any of these games. And there were so many draws. So many draws. Aldershot 0, Dover 0. What a pointless game of football.
Just if you can't. If you draw 0-0 with Dover, you should just renounce your membership of the National League on the spot.
And that's me.
Go.
Thank you very much.
You're taking up a valuable spot in the National League someone else could have. Get out.
There we are.
Barnet 0, Kingsland 0 as well. I mean, that's tedious. Utterly tedious games. It was a big game in the night. It was Chesterfield-Wrexham, which Wrexham won 2-0.
Sounded pretty simple.
Paul Cook's turned it around. No one broke their leg in that game. So, look, we're starting to turn the corner. We didn't get any broken legs, so you gotta.
Broken legs today, so that's a positive.
So look, you gotta take the little wins, haven't you? You gotta take the wins where you can find them.
Yeah, we're not laughing at footballers getting broken legs, of course.
But it was just
how often it was in Paul Cook's reign that he was 2 from 2 broken legs. Dagenham and Redbridge won, Woking 1.
Yeah.
So many draws, John.
Just a draw. Woking scored a very good goal, actually. I saw that sort of a mega passing move.
Mm, very good.
Really good goal.
Very good.
Eastleigh won, Southend won, which again...
Southend went into that very confident, John.
The form team, as we found out with Terry Alderson the other week. Eastleigh, what are they doing? Are they?
I couldn't tell you if Eastleigh are eighth or if they're 19th.
I have no
couldn't
idea
tell you.
Whatsoever.
Where are they?
Let's have a look where they are. Not a clue. 14th.
There we go.
In the middle of that, isn't it?
In the middle of that.
Maidenhead won. Yeovil won. Maidenhead sort of... Are we saying they're close
they're
to safe?
They're all right, aren't they?
Four
not
unbeaten.
Nine points away. Agent Allen will be able to get something out of it, won't he?
Yeah,
so he's
exactly.
All right.
Notts County won, Halifax won, which was a bit of fun because I think, again, Halifax, weren't they down to 10 men from fairly early? And I saw a lot of Notts County fans comparing it to the game against Torquay near the start of the season.
They couldn't score, they hit the bar, I think, Notts County. A lot of spicy Notts County fans really getting
angry.
They really
angry. Like it when you call them Nottingham County as well.
They love that. Lovely bit of fishing with Nottingham County. And it's the Chesterfield fans, not Nottingham County fans, you want to really try and wind up.
Yes.
Chesterfield fans. Chesterfield, I sent you a thing. A Chesterfield Sands fan saying...
Chesterfield Sands.
Chesterfield fan saying... They need to sort this out. Someone's going to die.
Yes. Yeah, that was it. Sort the refs out before someone dies. Who? Who's dying?
No one's going to die. I mean, look, they might.
Maybe someone will die. 1989. Solihull Moors 2, Wealdstone 1. Which again, Mr. Solihull Moore's getting it done. Mark Ellis got sent off in that game, I saw. Torquay 0, Bournemouth 0, which was just, it sounded like 90 minutes, nothing happened. If a game happens,
Bournemouth at the post.
No one has a chance.
Duke McKenna did some magic and then missed. But apparently, the dullest game. Those Bournemouth games are always awful.
I don't think I'm even going to go to a game involving Bournemouth ever again because it's always the same. Rubbish.
I hope they go up, John.
Yeah, I'd be up for that.
I hope they get out of the... Just get out of the division.
Yeah.
There's a lot of teams I just want out of the division, including Torquay United.
Well, yes.
There we are.
And Weymouth 2, Bromley 2.
What a lovely game that would have been. So, yeah. Bromley are going to be the ones that slide out. I really think so. Boring yourself, John.
Massive yawn there.
Boring yourself there,
we are. I tried to agree and let out a huge yawn. But yes.
That was the game we commentated on, John, wasn't it? The Bromley game. And it was so annoying because we had like a sort of third team out.
Yeah.
It was really rubbish. We played badly. They were all right that game, wasn't it? But look, Bromley are seventh on 51 points. You know, played 28. Notts County just below them. Grimsby, they're going to have another run at it. Southend, we might have a run at it. You know, it's still... The playoffs are wide open. 17 games to go. Absolutely loads of football. Loads of football.
I couldn't
left.
Agree more.
There we are. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Hello, Roger O'Brien.
Hello. Hello. No, I'm Roger.
Hello,
you're Brian.
Hello, Roger.
Hello. How are you?
What's on?
Well, I tell you what's on, Roger. I popped out, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
I popped out for a walk.
All right.
Bloody storm, Eunice.
All right, bloody hell.
I saw it on the forecast.
Bloody hell, Eunice.
I saw it on the forecast. And I said, no bugger stopping me from going out for a walk.
You're
going
to get your 1,000 steps. Was it? How many steps? 10,000 steps,
bloody
Roger?
Bloody Met Office. Bass, I'm not interested. I'm going. So I'm here we are.
Michael Fish. John Kelly. Stick it up your ass, John Kelly.
On top of Babbicombe Downs.
Out there.
My hat's blown away.
Get on the cliff road, Babbicombe Cliff Road.
I'm having a good walk.
Having a nice walk there, are you, Brian or Roger?
I've got to be honest, Brian. I'm walking off the anger.
What's that?
I'm walking off the anger.
Oh, yes, well, sorry. I lost my hat there. I couldn't hear you.
The Barnet game.
Yes, we won 2-0, I see. I left after 2 goals.
Wait, you did what?
I left out. I knew we would win it, and I left
out.
You're
struggling
two.
With moles.
I left after 2 goals.
Oh, man. Why do you do that, you daft fucker?
Because I said we won't lose it from here. I'm off. I'll miss the traffic. I don't even drive there. I walk there.
The Willows is a bugger at the time of day.
It really is. Anyway, so what are you so cross about?
We drew 2-0. Typical bloody Gary Johnson.
Bloody hell.
rubbish!
Bloody hell, Duke McKenna!
More bloody rubbish, Duke McKenna!
More bloody hell, Joe Felix! I tell you, he's a little lad and I can punch him in the nose! Bloody hell!
These clubs sent us these loanies! More rubbish!
More rubbish!
Seen it all before! I've seen them all come and go!
Seen it, comes in. I went forward, I enjoyed that because it was so boring!
It was like a throwback, wasn't it? None of this winning football.
Just like no one trying to score. Bloody hell!
Anyway, Roger, you better be going.
Off we go then. Nice to have seen you, Roger O'Brien.
The National Obsession.
Yeah, this is the National Obsession.
It is the National Obsession.
Hey, guess what? Who? I've got some exclusive. What?
What's that? Sound like you're about to sell me a mattress. Sounds like one of those beer. Do you want free beer? We don't do those.
Beer 52.
Yeah.
Harry's Razors. No.
Don't drink all that and then use Harry's Razors.
It's a recipe for disaster.
It really is.
No. I've got some exclusive audio for us.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Because we've been talking about Paul Cook.
Oh, yeah.
He's had a bad run of luck.
Paul Cook.
And I've got some exclusive audio, actually.
Is it exclusive audio?
Exclusive audio.
Okay, yeah.
I've been sent of his very first day.
Audio is a very good word, John, to start with, if you're playing Wordle.
I've been using that as my starting point. That or Earth.
Patio.
Earth.
House is my latest one.
House?
Because you've got the H as well. It's good to have an H.
O-U
and E. And it's good to have an H.
Wordle tip there.
A little tip for you there.
Yes, I've got some exclusive audio.
Is it exclusive, John?
Well,
has anyone else got it?
I don't think so. I don't think anyone's ever been sent
the Yellow Army podcast. Guy Henderson got this?
No, Guy's got absolutely no. Not got a sniff
talkie
of this.
Talky talk?
No.
Talking talky?
No. Chesterfield chat?
The Spyrites. I mean, what would podcast be called? I don't know.
Don't know.
The Dover.
They haven't got it.
The Dover drums.
No, they haven't got
Paul
it.
Paul Cook.
It's Paul Cook.
Here
arriving.
He comes.
He's arriving for his first day.
Too many cooks.
On the job at Chesterfield. Here we go.
Okay, right, Paul Cook, there he is. Right, I've just got the job at Chesterfield. Absolutely delighted. Just park the car up now and I'm just going to walk over to the ground. I didn't see that black cat just sat there next to the cars I parked up. It's not a great superstition if you're into that sort of thing. But, look, it's a solitary magpie over there. It's one for sorrow, isn't it? That's, again, not that I believe in any of that anyway. Anyway, I'll just keep walking over to the ground now. And it seems the Derbyshire Ladder Society are out practising putting their ladders up. So I'll just walk underneath these ladders up to the front door. No problems at all. My throat's gone. Right, nearly at the front door now. There's a removal man up ahead. What's that? Yeah, I can hold that extremely heavy mirror for you, mate. No problem at all. Christ, I've dropped it. Sorry, pal. Anyway, better get going. I'm the new manager of Chesterfield.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Proper Live Aid stuff, wasn't it?
You were in a different key to me, but it was lovely, wasn't it?
There's only one pair of headphones, and I've got them.
Well, that's it. I've got them. Any letters, John?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have letters. Woo. David Gladys Gladman.
On the ice to you.
Fop 39.
Nice to the ice. I nearly said that. Might be a new one, won't it?
Nice Fop 39.
Nice to the ice.
The ice to the nice. Fof 39, traitor Fof, David Gladys Gladman.
He
dobbed someone in. No, he dobbed someone in. I know, he was listening to... No.
No.
Actually, it relates to this.
Okay.
Do you remember he was doing some shopping for his new kitchen and he found a colour of paint called Hockley Super Matte.
Hockley Super
And he sent it to Guy Henderson as well. And they majored on it as well as we did.
And that's the sort of thing, Glad, that keeps you out of the running for
It was taken.
Fof
it was
year.
Factored into Fof of the Year. Anyway,
account.
He says, having recently not been able to persuade my gorgeous wife to buy the Matt Hockley kitchen, we did today purchase the following at IKEA.
Okay.
Obviously, I didn't have any say in the matter. And look at this.
A Nemain.
Nemain light.
Unbelievable. We all should get them. Can we get Aaron Nemain back, please?
He didn't do a lot for Notts County,
I'll tell you what, that sums up the playoff final. We were Nemain light.
Beautiful.
What a good joke.
Lovely joke.
It? Didn't even set that up.
Nemain.
The old cog.
The synapses.
Clicked in.
Yeah.
And it's the joke that would only work in this situation. Thank you, Gladys. On the ice to you.
On the ice, Gladys. Do you want a bit of Love the Show, Steve?
Love the Show, Steve.
Go Pete on. Officially. Pete. Officially.
Is that his name?
Is Pete, Pete Officially.
What's his real name?
It's Pete Officially.
Yeah.
It's a bit of love. It's a bit...
John just knocked himself.
I tried to do a clap into the mic and whack the microphone into my face. Love the show. Woo! He says, congratulations on your co-comms from Dover on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Although at times you couldn't have sounded less enthusiastic about being at the Crabble.
It's Crabble. It's Crabble, Pete.
Pete.
Officially.
Officially, it's Crabble.
It's Crabble. You are good, John, at co-comms.
But I don't know about that. I wasn't fishing for compliments. He says, I'm curious as to the vibe in the press box with other commentary teams. Is it all backslapping and beers after the game, or more of an extension of terrorist rivalries?
Well, let's just say that the commentary box at Dover was just like a box.
It was a really small plastic box, and the lads from Radio Kent were in there. They're quite nice. You have to do a thing at the beginning where they say, what's the formation then for Torquay today?
Don't you say Lemon Hay Evans, because I'll just completely ignore you and say it how I like.
And you sort of go, I don't know. And then he says, oh, so Ace Hall's still playing for you. Like, oh, yeah, Danny Wright. And you need to have a bit of a chin
wag, friends.
Bit of football chat.
That's nice.
And then once the whistle goes, Mortal Kombat note.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's a fraternal.
Do they ever ask after Ray or Dave in the prospect?
Whatever happened to Ray Duffy then? Yeah. He also says, talking of rivalries, any sign of Tim Vine since the rise and rise of Sutton United?
We will get Tim back on. I keep thinking that, actually. He texted me the other day, and I completely forgot to text him back. And I think that must just look like I'm really bitter about their absolute rise. I'm very pleased about Sutton United's rise.
Yeah.
And actually, because it shows you can do it. And when you get up there, you can do it. So we will get Tim back on the podcast. And also, I like that chairman, Bruce. They used to have there as well.
Comedy roast chairman.
Comedy roast,
yeah.
Absolutely used to hammer
anyway,
us.
Anyway, enjoy
John.
The chicken.
Well, I'll see you down in the National League. We wouldn't be caught dead down there, lads.
National League, more like national shit.
More like. Oh. Anyway, enjoy. John, you're like it now as well. Sad for you, isn't it?
Disaster.
Look, there are swears in this one.
There is swears in this one. I can only for the dads.
A bit of blue, live and unleashed.
I promise you won't hear language like this from us ever again. Kelvin Applin. Now, if you remember, Kelvin was suggesting Foffs reunited last
on the
week.
Ice to Pete on officially. The ice. I'd officially. Like to officially say.
Do you think Pete's sick of this?
I don't care. Yeah. On the ice, you Pete. I do care, John. If you Pete, you don't like it, then send us an official.
With a wax, with a nice stamp, a seal, a wax
chunk.
Seal.
Chunk.
Kelvin Applin. Now, Kelvin was suggesting Foss reunited last
week.
Oh, yes. Because him and Alan Wills think he judoed with Kelvin, but Kelvin couldn't remember it. Kelvin has just given us a bit more background on his judo, and I read it out because it mentions someone that's going to, and I guarantee once I say the name, you will just laugh.
Okay.
He does say, in regards to the judo, this is Kelvin, I did gain a blue belt before I retired at 16 years of age.
Good.
I did meet the legends that are Neil Adams.
Neil Adams.
And Brian Jacks.
Brian Jacks, of course. Brian Jacks. He'll be in touch.
We have got a theory that whenever you mention Brian Jacks' name,
he'll be in touch.
Immediately
John.
Gets, oh, hi, lads.
He'll be a
heard
foff.
You talking
this
about
this time
me.
Next week, he'll be a foff.
He, Brian Jacks, for those who don't know, once invited me to stay in his villa in Thailand.
Yeah, lovely.
Yep.
Brian Jacks, hey, this is. The place
I didn't take him up on the offer.
This is the place to talk about this. Brian Jacks did a. When he was on Superstars, he did a. He was doing a sort of national tour, and he came to Diron's in Newton Abbot Sports Centre and did a like you could
dips.
Do dips and you could do squat thrusts and like, working out with Brian Jacks.
Yep.
And he signed my brother's judo outfit, and my mum sewed in the signature. Isn't that good?
Wow.
A sewn-in signature.
So what, sewed over the top of it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a good idea, isn't
what
it?
A good idea.
I wouldn't very suggest that on your skin or anything.
I
you
heard you talking about my sewn-in judo top.
Like to come on the show, happy to do it.
Need me anytime.
There we are. Brian Jacks, lovely.
Thanks, Kelvin.
Thanks,
Kelvin also says, is it a good idea for a Natob's WhatsApp group? No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Charlie has left the group. John has left the group. But you're welcome to have your own.
You can have your own.
Spin-off one.
Yeah.
You go
not
for
bad
it.
Idea.
Knock yourself out.
Jack Hanna gets in touch for his second email.
Ooh.
And to be
Hanna
fair to
and
Jack,
his sisters.
He has left 3 months since his first one, so he's not trying to push it. He's
okay.
not trying to, you know.
On the ice, Jack.
On the ice, Jack. He says, I previously wrote to you regarding Byron Moore.
Oh,
and how
yes.
it wrecks him away. He came on, it was my initial view that, oh, he's an actual footballer. Like, he looked good.
Yeah.
So I'm obviously delighted that he's kicked on, proven his ability, and got his big move by stepping up to the Conference North with Telford.
He obviously just wants to play. He was injured. I saw him at Weymouth. He was just too injured.
Yeah. Slow.
Alex Adai has gone somewhere as well.
He went to somewhere else. No, he's just joined Kingstonian.
But
he was somewhere else in between.
Hemel,
maybe? Hemel? Anyway, Jack says a follow-up question for you both. When were you so sure that we'd signed a quality player who was sure to have a massive impact only for them to disappoint? And why is it Leon Constantine?
Very good, yes.
It's up there, isn't it? It's got name that sprung to mind, really, was Constantine.
Trying to think.
And there's been a few. Do you remember Matt Hewlett?
Matt Hewlett.
I think he was in the sort of Leroy Ian Atkins season. We signed him and he looked
wicked
on paper.
Lolosh at the moment, you think. Lolosh got on paper has got absolutely everything going. He's big, he's strong, he's fast. He seems to have lost all personality or arrogance or enthusiasm for the game, and he needs to get his head up. Someone needs to tell him to keep showing. I spoke to Tony Cascarino this week, John, at work, and he said the best bit of advice he'd ever got about football was keep showing. If you're having a bad game, have a shocker, have a really terrible game, because that means you've kept showing, you've kept going for it, you've kept trying stuff.
Yeah.
And if the moment you stop trying stuff out and your head goes down, is the moment that you become invisible and no one wants you to play anymore. And Lolosh needs to just keep showing, keep trying.
I think he will. I think he's got a good attitude.
I hope
Lolosh.
So.
I think he will just keep at it.
He's got the right managers to pull him out of it.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. Mark Hepworth.
Thank you, Jack. Lovely second letter there.
Lovely. You're in the ballpark, Mark Hepworth. On the ice, gentlemen.
On the ice, Clapwell Gladiators.
On a recent episode of the Jules Nixon and Alan Wills podcast.
I
have
I'd
mentioned
like to
Alan
hear that.
A lot, yeah. Jules and Alan.
Yeah.
What a good idea.
They should do one.
Yeah.
Alan and Jules should do a podcast.
I think they should.
I think what Talk United needs is more media.
I think for a sort of smallish provincial team, we need another podcast.
Drinking on trains and talking to Alan. I am here for that podcast.
Anyway, he says, I heard you talking about talkie players being put into songs. It was an Ali Omar one, I think. It's got me thinking, says Mark. To the tune of Queen, Who Wants to Live Forever, we've got Steve Duke McKenna.
That's good.
It's not bad.
Very good.
I hate Queen. Oh. Hopefully, by the time this email gets read out, we've picked up another 6 points, overtaken Notts County. Wrexham spent another £6 million, and Chesterfield have furloughed the tea lady. No, none of that happened, unfortunately. Also, a little update on the Sunday side from Mark.
Oh, yes, please. Clapwell Gladiators.
Confirmed a second place finish in the league with 2 games remaining. Well done, Mark.
Well done, Mark. Do they get promotion or anything?
Manager Foff, yes.
Do they get promotion or anything?
I've signed myself on to play in the final 2 games because he's the gaffer, isn't he? He's come out of retirement.
Player manager.
He's done a Kevin Hill.
Kevin Hill playing for Tiverton, John.
Unbelievable. I spoke to
Why wouldn't you be player
Nigel
manager?
Nigel Adley, one of our Foffs, was at the game. He was at Chesham. And he alerted us to that. But I spoke to him on the phone the day afterwards. I didn't actually recognise Kevin Hill.
Oh.
A Torquay groundhopper was at the game. There was a bloke in a yellow and blue scarf.
Was it Andy?
No, it wasn't Andy.
Oh.
A talkie groundhopper went, that's Kevin Hill. Of course, Nigel went, oh, okay.
still got a spring. Still jump higher than anyone.
He did.
At 45 years old, still jumping higher than anyone.
John Greenwood.
On the ice, John.
On the ice, John. He says, on the ice chats, I've noticed that you're managing to get a few away games in following the mighty goals. If your work and social diaries allow, it would be great to meet up for Halifax v Torquay at the Shea, Saturday the 19th of March.
I have been thinking of that, actually, because you can make it. You can just make it. I've looked into it. If you drive
it
takes about 3.5 hours.
Well, after your show,
I finish at 11. So I could nearly make it. So it's potential, because that will be a lovely away day.
I love Hallett. It's a beautiful,
beautiful place.
I would go. It is the day after the Cheltenham Festival finishes, and I will not be going all week, and I will be shattered.
If anyone's going to Cheltenham Racecourse, actually,
I'm going
to
be there.
John and I will be at Cheltenham for the whole week.
We'll do the podcast in there that week.
We will do. Come and say hello.
Yeah. Anyway, he says, John makes a very nice offer, some prawn sandwiches or a pork pie at the Three Pigeons, but I'm afraid, John,
We won't be there. We'll be at Cheltenham, but another time, definitely.
Some other time, John.
We were going to go Wealdstone away. Oh, Wealdstone away. Oh, Wealdstone away. Oh, Wealdstone away. Oh, we were going to go that and try and buy people a pint there, but no.
Rob Baker finally gets in touch.
Ah, on the ice, Rob. Rob Baker. Not a foff, because he is...
He said, waking up to the developing terrible situation in the Ukraine, I noticed the affiliation with our favourite football team and the country's national flag, blue and yellow. I'd like to ask the national obsession in the club to show support for Ukraine. I think that General Johnson, Major Wright and Captain Lapsley would see off Putin FC. Can you imagine Tom Lapsley over there with his shorts tucked in?
He's in his uniform. He'd have his all tucked in, black boots shining, just walking into war, no
Slide
trouble.
Slide-tackling Russian soldiers.
Put him in charge of Chernobyl. There we are. Thank you, Rob, on the ICU.
Thank you, Rob.
Love. He was coming Saturday as well, and he's furious about the whole thing.
What
there we are.
Massive shame.
What a lovely bunch of letters. Do send us your letter on...
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
There we are.
Apologies for the swearing.
Pod. Sorry about that.
Apologies for any bad edits.
Sorry to swear. Sorry to swear.
If there's any rough edits, the fact that most of us were off mic...
I don't think... Well, I was a long way from
the mic. You were sort of very relaxed.
Well, sorry about that, John.
Blame... And I'm not going to give her name out.
And don't blame her. It's absolutely fine. Sorry about Wealdstone. We'll try and get something from there anyway, won't we? So
yes.
But there we are. Thanks for listening. We love doing the podcast.
We
hope you like listening to it too. Do get in touch with us. Enjoy your National League football on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.